advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
You mean to tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it, and actually played with it? Yeah.
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was going to bring it back, but it was signed by Babe Ruth. Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Flood.
King of Crash.
The Colossus of Cloud. The Colossus of Cloud.
Babe Ruth!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
Good morning, I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer is Eric Ostrowski. We're on every Sunday from 7 to 8 a.m. taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. You can call us at 312-332-3776 if you have a question about the value of an item. We'll try to give you an estimate of what we think it might sell for in a current auction. And we're giving away a 2015 Topps Archives Signature Series. It's a box, but really it's a pack. And really it's only one card,
yes,
but they're
yes.
pretty neat.
I enjoyed that product yesterday very, very
yeah.
much.
You
I
did
had a
very
great
well
day
with
that.
Those
yes,
yesterday.
I love that. Yep.
I had a lot of, I had it being the keyword. I had a lot of them. This one we're giving away is the last one. I don't know if I can get any more or not. Yeah. So it's a good giveaway prize.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or you can tweet a picture of an item at T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. And if we use that on the show, you get in the drawing. And is Americana Steve with you there, Bill Huggins?
Morning, Tom.
Hey, Americana Steve, what's going on? You guys are in Barney Fife's hometown, right?
Yes, we are. We almost got arrested by him yesterday.
You kicked Otis out of the cell, and you guys are all good to go. All right, so the number here is 312-332-3776. I'm going to be the February 2016 Huggins and Scott auction. It's not all up yet, but there's a lot of preview items up there already. And one big item that I did a teaser on this one with Vince before the show, had him going all, okay, there's a PSA 8 1963 Topps Al Weiss rookie with a $1,500 minimum bid.
Wow.
Now, Vince, why would a 63 Topps Al Weiss rookie have such a high minimum bid? Even in a PSA 8 is a really high grade.
I'm perplexed. I'm
okay.
not sure why.
Because there's four bobbing heads on this rookie card, and one of the rookies on there is Pete Rose.
There you go. Okay, that makes sense.
See,
now.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Vince is guessing birthday, and he's got the jersey number, 69 Mets, all that stuff. It's like, and I'm going, yeah, that's it.
And you said Al Weiss, and I looked up the president of Walt Disney Parks, you know, for a while back. He retired in 2011. I thought maybe that was a connection.
That was actually kind of interesting.
Yeah, you know, I was searching.
Yeah, president of Disney and Al Weiss.
Yep.
It wasn't the same Al Weiss, but.
No.
That's pretty interesting.
Clearly not.
Yeah, very good. And now also in the February 2016 Huggins and Scott auction, here's another kind of an interesting thing, something I didn't know. Tommy Lee Jones, first off, he went to Harvard. His 1968 Harvard championship pendant, $1,000 minimum bid. What famous politician?
Al Gore.
Oh,
I knew that.
Oh,
I knew that.
Vince, he's all over that
yes,
one. He's all
that.
Over
yep.
I didn't know that yep. one. He was his roommate.
Yep.
And also that Tommy Lee Jones was an all Ivy League offensive guard.
Really?
I would have never thought that. He didn't seem big enough for that, but I guess he was very good.
Seems like he probably had the attitude you would need
to do
that.
Yeah, he definitely would
sure,
have
yes.
the attitude. Yeah, yep. without a doubt. So that was kind of interesting. So we've already got a couple calls here. We've got Kevin from Glen Ellen. What do you have there, Kevin? Welcome to ESPN 1000.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I got a football, you know, it's not brown or leather, if you will. It's leather, but it's white paneled. John Elway and Joe Montana signed.
Oh, well, if you had to get two quarterbacks, that's two awfully good ones. Bill, do you ever run a duo, those two on a white panel football together in an auction that comes up in your mind?
I want to say I'm sure we have at some point. We will do sometimes a group of several multi-sign footballs or something like that. Kevin, that one's probably in the, depending on the condition and the strength of the signatures, $200 to $400.
Yeah, I was thinking probably in that range myself. Yeah, very nice. I'm big on, I'm more of a fan of the regulation footballs being signed rather than the white panels, but some guys really like the white panels because it shows up better. What do you guys like better on that?
I actually like the white panel ones. I think, I mean, they're made for signing. They don't even use those for the game, but, I've even seen basketballs where they do that, you know, and tennis balls, and, you know.
The old ABA basketball would have been good for that. I used to practice with
it was
ABA
already ready
basketball.
To go.
Yeah. You know, I guess, hey, I don't know, here we are going off on some goofy tangent.
How surprising.
An ABA basketball in the original box, I think those go for a lot of money. Isn't that something?
Yep.
And here I used to just be out, you know, on the pavement shooting baskets with. Of course, I probably had a cheaper version that didn't wouldn't have qualified. But I guess if you ever see an original ABA official basketball in the original box,
buy it.
Get it. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Because I think they go for some good bucks. Have you ever run one of those, Bill? I don't know what made me think of that, but I think they go for some good bucks.
I want to say we may have run one of those.
Yeah, and does that ring a bell that it went way more than you would have thought it would go for? I don't know. This was
yeah,
that's kind of neat. I always kind of liked those balls. Actually, that when the ABA. They were a run and gun team, and they had some. I mean, Dr. J came up in the in the ABA, and George Gervin. I mean, they had some big stars that could really play. I remember when they merged, when the Bulls got Artis Gilmore. That was pretty cool. The Bulls finally got a center, and there we go. Okay, let's get to the calls. Oren from the North Side, what do you have, Oren?
Hey, gentlemen, how's it going?
Good.
I was hoping to get actually a little piece of advice. I work for a moving company, and somebody gave me a box with about 1,000 cards in it, a mixture of baseball and basketball cards. And I have no idea where to even begin thinking about trying to figure out what any of them could be worth.
Well, hopefully they're either from 1909 or 1952. What years are they from?
I haven't even begun to look through them. I'm just wondering because, you know, it's to go through them one by one by one, myself without knowing even what I'm looking for, you know, I'd have to look up each one individually.
Yeah, you don't have to do that. The first thing I would do is take a handful of them, look at the stats on the back, and if the stats are like in the early 90s or late 80s, they're probably not going to be worth a whole lot. If the final year of stats is the 60s or the 50s, then you might be onto something. So check that out first, and then maybe you can send me a picture of them or whatever, or email me a picture or tweet a picture, and we could give you a better idea. But if the final year of stats on the back is like 1990 or 1989, they're probably not going to be worth a ton.
All right, thanks a lot, man.
All right, very good. So Americana Steve, now what type of stuff do you usually handle? Like when a certain group of items shows up at Huggins and Scott, when do they call Americana Steve to check this stuff out?
Well, the first call would be coins and medals, comic books, political stuff, trains, historical documents. We've had plenty of orders and land grants signed by presidents, ship passes, and a lot of entertainment stuff. Signed guitars. We have a big collection of vintage 45 records in our next auction.
Oh, really? Huh, now that's something.
Yeah, I went through 1,000-plus records and seeing all those old songs that I remember from a kid was pretty cool.
Wow. So now on records, is it on the 45s, is there a certain era that you prefer for value, or how did that work?
Yeah. Sure. Well, you want Elvis Presley, the Beatles, obviously, the Rolling Stones.
Okay.
And then pretty much anything from the era that those guys were active. Led Zeppelin's real big. You know, and the nicer the sleeve, you know, the photo on it is, the more you're going to get for it. And, of course, you want the record to be in good condition.
Now, only 45s, or are you into the 33s are the big ones?
Oh, yeah, they're actually more valuable, generally speaking, but this collection was all 45s.
Okay.
But the albums, the long-playing albums are, man, you hit any flea market or entertainment collectible show now, and that stuff is red hot.
Oh, really?
People are buying them and playing them.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot of people like the sound better from record albums and that they've made a comeback. Don't they have now turntables that you can plug into your computer speakers or whatever?
I'm sure they do, yes. Yeah. And through your stereo system. All kinds of high-tech gadgets nowadays.
That's amazing.
I bet I still have a couple hundred records from the old days.
I'm sure I do as well.
Days.
Yep,
yeah.
Absolutely.
You have to crack them out sometime. First I'd have to get a turntable. I have a feeling.
We can find you one, Tom. Yeah. We will find
some
you
of
one.
Some of those records wouldn't be in the ones that were played at 2 in the morning at college. Those probably aren't in really good shape.
I remember using a few of them as Frisbees
back
in the day.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
They flew pretty well, you know.
So, Americana Steve, those wouldn't sell for a ton, right?
Well, the cover is more important than the record itself.
Okay. Yeah, and sometimes the insert can be big, too, right? Like if they had a cool, I don't know. Yeah. Yeah.
A big piece of tobacco wrapping paper.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's good to know. Now we've got more things for people to look in their attics for that might be good. Drew from Mundelein's on the line. What's going on, Drew? What do you have?
Hey, I listen to you guys on Sunday mornings when I get to walk my dog sometimes, and I thought I'd call in.
Does your dog like the show, Drew?
You know, they do. They love sports stuff. They're all into it. I'm actually outside walking them right now. But
very good.
I got two things. One, I got a Deion Sanders signed football I got probably in 2001 at a office party. I mean, it's got documentation and everything with it, but doesn't have Hall of Fame on it or anything. It just has a signature. And then the other item I have is kind of weird. Years ago, when I moved here, I went to one of those world's largest office parties they used to have at Christmas time at the big hotels downtown, and I'd been on this apron that was signed by Michael Jordan, John Paxson, Stacey King, and Will Perdue. Had it in my closet for years, never did anything with it. Finally, a friend worked in a frame shop one summer, and he took it, put it in a frame for me, really nice, and under glass. You know, the signatures are still looking really good. I don't keep it out in the sun. It's actually kind of by the kitchen, because that's the only place my wife will let me put something like that.
I've heard of a lot of different Bulls and Michael Jordan signed items. Yep. Never an apron before, but
it's really weird. It's a nice little conversation piece they have in the house. Everybody comes in and goes, oh, does Jordan sign that? Yeah, I'm like, yeah, Jordan and Purdue and Stacey King and Paxson.
That is kind of a funny crew, too. You know, you got the two guys that do the games, you got the GM, and you got Michael Jordan. That's actually a good group. I'm thinking, Bill, I'm sure you haven't. Okay, I'm not going to. I'm guessing you haven't run an apron signed by those four guys. But do you want to give them an estimate on that one?
Gosh, that's going to be a tough one. It may have more personal value than any monetary value to other people. But I mean, just the group of signatures alone is several hundred dollars.
Yeah, I would think that would be a good item like that for. Selling at a store in the Chicago area would be really where you'd want to do that one.
I bid $60 on it, and the highest bid then was $75, and I thought, I'm not going to win, no big deal. I got a call a couple weeks later, somebody goes, hey, the other two people didn't want it, do you want it?
Wow. What year was this that you got that for that little? What year was that?
1991, something like that.
Wow,
long time ago. Yeah,
that's pretty amazing. And they're real signatures, as far as you can tell.
I mean, there's no certificate of authenticity with it, but from what signatures I've seen, I mean, it looks like they're real. I don't think anybody would have you know, I wouldn't think a big hotel chain would have put something like that out there.
Yeah.
You know, fake signatures for people to bid on if it wasn't real. So.
And the dogs like it?
The dogs like it.
Okay, good.
The wife tolerates it with, you know, right by the kitchen, you know, in the dining room by the wall. That's kind of, you know.
Yeah, that sounds like.
It's an apron. It's, you know, other than that, any of the other sports stuff, softball trophies, nope, those go in the man cave. So.
Yeah, there you go. Cool. Perfect spot for it. I like it. I think that would look good at Triple Crown, an apron. If nothing else, that's a great conversation piece.
Well, there's some good restaurants in Naperville that would want that, right?
Yeah,
you know,
they might.
You could visit it,
Yeah.
I think Tom should wear it around him when he's in store waiting on customers.
There you go.
That's not a bad idea. It's not a bad idea at all. I haven't worn an apron at Tea Crown, but, you know, there's right now at Tea Crown, I've got the 12 Days of Christmas. If I had a Christmas apron to go with that, that's off to a good start. Bill, what I'm doing with this, I had a setup where if anybody spent $20 or more, they get in the drawing, and every day I give away a prize, every business day starting Friday and ending on Christmas Eve, and the prizes the last few days are better. Like I'm giving away a Bowman Chrome jumbo box on Christmas Eve and some Bowman Sterling packs and stuff. And people seem to really like it.
That's a nice deal you got going.
Yeah, I think that.
I wanted to buy that Bowman Chrome box from you yesterday. You wouldn't let it go, man.
Vince, get away from there. I had the ruler out slapping the back of his knuckles. No, Vince, not that box.
Great product.
Yes, very good. Rich from Piatone is online. What do you have there, Rich?
Yeah, it's what I believe to be a game-used 1978 home Ron Blomberg jersey.
The first DH.
White Sox. Yes, the first DH. It's a Rawlings, which I think they had, where I was told with some of the jerseys in that era were either Rawlings or Capital Ace. There is no tagging, but it was bought at an auction about 20 years ago, and I was just curious what it's worth.
So they said at the time that it was game used, but you don't have any paperwork and there's no tags. That makes it kind of tough.
Yeah, it definitely looks old, and I don't think they sold jerseys back in 1978 that had that quality and looked like that. I mean everything from the collar tagging and everything else just looks.
What do you think of that one, Bill? Do you have a guy that would be able to look at that and tell whether it's actually game used or not?
Well, or game issued or something like that. That's more of the whether the team issued this jersey or not. Missing the tags, though, is going to be tough because most, even if it looks all together and it's missing the tag, most collectors are going to just shy away from it. They'd rather have one with the tag.
Yeah, so it might be a tough one to sell, just proving the authenticity of it, I think, would be difficult on that one. Well, it's time for a short break here. Now, the number is 312-332-3776. We're on till 8. We're giving away a 2015 Topps Archives Signature Series box, which is just one pack, which is just one signed card, but there's some neat stuff in it. So give us a call with a question about the value of your collectible, and you'll get in the drawing. If you tweet a picture at T Crown Tom of an item and we use it on the show, you also get in the drawing. So hang in there. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. Americana Steve is with Bill. We're answering your questions about the value of your collectibles. The number's 312-332-3776. We're on till 8, and we're giving away a neat prize this week. It's a 2015 Topps Archives Signature Series box, which has one pack with one autographed card in it. Vince, you got...
Did I tell you how much I enjoyed that product yesterday?
tell the listeners what you got.
Well, I bought several packs, but one of them had a one-of-one Hank Aaron signed auto.
Beautiful signature on it,
too. Beautiful, and so had a few other good players as well.
Yeah.
So it was a nice product. It was a great day.
One of them that is big is actually Andres Galarraga, who you wouldn't think he would go for so much, but he's got a couple big collectors that like his low-numbered stuff, so that'll be interesting.
That was the last box I opened also, so I was a little bit kind of it's okay, and then you said, no, there's a lot of collectors that like it, so we'll see.
Yeah, you kept saying you wanted to end on a 101, and I thought, well, you know, there's not that many 101s in there, but there you go, you got it.
It was a good finish.
Now, Louie tweeted, this is kind of a neat item, it's a Kurt Flood signed business card. He signed Kurt Flood, St. Louis Cardinals, in 1995, and he passed away in 1997. Kurt Flood's a pretty good signature, isn't he, Bill?
Oh, yeah, especially a single signed ball of his. We've had several of those over the years, and they'll get $500 to $700 or more, depending on the strength of the signature.
I think because of what he did where he went against baseball with the whole, you know, for the Players Association,
the reserve
everything.
Clause,
reserve clause. I think long term his stuff will always be collectible because of that. He was a very good player in his prime, a real good center fielder, fast. But I think the whole reserve clause and what he did for the Players Union, I think will keep him in value for probably for throughout history. And this is a real nice signature of him on this card. So now, would you just that item by itself, would you want to auction that, or do you think that's not enough for you, Bill?
It's on a what again?
It's the back of a business card, Kurt Flood, St. Louis Cardinals, he wrote on it. Real nice, bold signature. Probably not enough.
If it was on a baseball or a single signed bat, yes, a business card probably would be something that if you had it maybe to frame with a photo or something.
Yeah, that
like
would
that,
that would look very good. And that would be a good display piece, but probably not a Huggins and Scott auction piece. Now, Louie, if you want to get that item framed, check with Agatha at Art and Frame in Naperville, and she gives listeners to this show a 10% discount. Real nice lady to work with, so check that out. That would be good. Chris from Bucktown is on the line. What do you have there, Chris?
I have a piece of the Bulls floor from the 91-92-93 championship that I bought at the United Center. That's signed by Michael Jordan and Black Sharpie. The signature's pretty perfect.
Wow, nice. Now, is that authenticated by the Bulls? Did they give you some sort of paperwork with that?
Yeah, I have a Bulls certificate of authenticity.
Did they number them or say how many of those they came up with?
The pieces of the floor. I got the signature in person. I have a picture of him signing it.
Oh, okay.
The piece of the floor, I believe it is on the certificate. I'm not positive. It's at my office, but.
Okay. Bill, have you run one of those before, signed by Jordan from the old Chicago Stadium?
I want to say we may have. I know the Bulls and the Lakers and the Celtics, when they changed their floors, they got a whole bunch of little pieces of those things and got a lot of the old players to sign them. So there's groups of them out there. I don't know if they got all bought up or something like that. But that, depending on how big of a piece it is and how bold the signature is and all that, it could be, you know, $300 to $700, somewhere in that range.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. How do you have it displayed right now?
I have it in a UV protective cube. There's a little stand where it's perched up.
Oh, how big is it?
The piece of the floor is probably a little bit smaller than a dollar bill.
Oh, really? It's that small? I was thinking bigger than that. Huh.
Can I ask? I wasn't able to hear. How much did he say it was roughly?
$300 to $700. You know, probably I think if you had that in a with authentication in a store, I'd say you'd probably be looking at least $500, you know, in the Chicago area.
Great.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Thank you very much.
All right, very good. Next on the line is John from Racine, Wisconsin. What's going on with the Packers, John? Are they still gonna be a Super Bowl contender, or are they just flailing like big dogs?
Oh yeah, they're gonna be Super Bowl contenders. In fact, I'm driving up to the game right now, so
Are you really? Okay.
Yeah.
Who are they playing today? Is it supposed to rain all day up there today?
Dallas.
It is. It is. I have my poncho with me, and we're playing Dallas.
Okay.
So you're acting
like
good game.
You're acting like you're thinking that's in the bag.
No, we're just going to have fun and not worry about it.
Well, yeah, Matt Cassel's going to go to Lambeau and beat Green Bay. I'm not sure that's going to happen.
Probably not. Right. I was thinking I have the Redskins defense in fantasy football this week because it's supposed to rain really hard this afternoon at Soldier Field, and I'm thinking, if nothing else, there's probably going to be a lot of turnovers. Yep. You wouldn't think it would be a high-scoring game. You never know, but... I would imagine the Green Bay defense, if it's raining up there, could pack up some fantasy points, too. Jeff Meller, the show starts at 8 with the fantasy football
show. A lot of people are rooting for you today in your contest.
Me, myself, and I. All three of us are in that one. Okay, so did we ask if you have an item, John? I guess we probably should get to that. Yes. Huh?
Well, so when I was a kid growing up, I lived in New Jersey, an avid baseball player as a kid, and my dad took me to Yankee Stadium Old Timers game once, and I sat about 10 feet away from Mrs. Lou Gehrig and Mrs. Babe Ruth.
Wow. Whoa.
And I caught a ball and took it over, and they signed it, and I... You know, just been sitting in a drawer now for 45 years or whatever.
So it's the two wives signed it.
Yeah, they were sitting next to each other.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Now, that's another item, Bill. Yes. I bet you've never run that, but I would think you'd want to run that, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, somebody who collects Ruth and Jared, which we only have about 80,000.
Yeah, that's neat.
No, that could be a real sleeper if you're looking to sell out in our office, John. Yeah.
Would that be better putting it with a Ruth and Gehrig auto also, or just the wives by themselves, Bill?
You could do either one.
Yeah.
You know,
if somebody, John, if you're sitting on a Ruth and Gehrig double sign ball with it,
I would say send them both in.
Yeah, but. That'd be kind of neat. Are you thinking of selling it, or are you just going to keep it?
Well, I haven't thought of it since I put it in the drawer 40 years ago. And so, really, I haven't thought one way or the other, but I thought I'd call in while
that's
I was
cool.
Listening.
Yeah, if nothing else, send me a picture of it that I can tweet a picture for the listeners to see it. And then if you ever decide to sell it, that'd be a great auction item. We'd like to follow along with that. It looks like our show's going to run till the end of December. We're going to hibernate for the winter, and hopefully we'll work things out where we'll be back on then in April with the show. So
we'll fly south. Just go south. That's all,
Yeah, I would say that would be neat to see. I hope you decide to sell it, actually. I'd like to see what that would go for. All right, next on the line we have TJ from Elgin. What's new, TJ? What do you have today?
How's it going, Bob? First-time caller. Last year at the Cell, the second-to-last game the White Sox played Derek Jeter, I was able to obtain an autograph on a jersey from Jeter. Our tickets were farther back, first row, but we got up front right away when he was out signing. He only signed about 15 autographs, and my jersey was one of them.
Nice.
So it's not authenticated. However, I do have quite a few pictures from the day, and I'm actually in the process of getting it framed as we speak. So I was just calling to hear what your thoughts were.
Yeah, what do you think of that, Bill?
It's just a signed replica jersey of his?
It's a jersey of Derek Jeter's, correct?
Right. Jeter's signed jerseys are, 500 to a little bit more than that, depending on, how he signed it and how it displays and where he signed it,
And the fact that you got that signed at the game yourself, I take it you were wearing the jersey at the time and he signed it? That's worth more to you than anybody else. That's pretty neat. That's a neat story.
Correct. Yeah, it's probably not going to ever be sold. However, I was just curious on what your opinion was. He did only sign about 15 autographs that day, and we were one of the first ones at the stadium, so we had to race to the spot to get to give us the best chance for an autograph, and it worked out for us.
Yeah, I don't think he was real easy to get signatures from, actually, and it probably still isn't. So that's good. And I mean, he's got the all-time Yankee hit leader. I mean, he's gonna, his stuff will also always be valuable, just like right in line with all the big-time Yankees in history. So that's a neat item. Louie on Twitter just tweeted me a picture of the other side of this business card, the Curt Flood signed business card. It's a Curt Flood Youth Foundation business card. That's kind of neat. I kind of like that, actually. I think that's a neat item. Curt Flood, I saw a documentary about him and read a lot of stuff about him. Kind of an interesting guy, and his life really was bad after he did challenge baseball. It really, he had a difficult life after that.
He walked away from $100,000 for a point and
right.
a principal,
right.
which is remarkable.
He didn't like being traded like a piece of meat without any chance to ever be able to decide what he wanted
How
to
often
do
you
on
see
his
people
own.
Turn away $100,000 for anything, let alone a principal like that.
Right. So. And at the time, $100,000 then, that's probably like
$600,000 now.
Yeah, I bet it is. Yeah. Linda from Burbank is on the line. Welcome to the show, Linda. What do you have?
Hi, I've got an official St. Louis Cardinal hat with Dave Duncan, Tony La Russa, and Dennis Eckersley's autograph. I got them at a Cubs game.
Huh, that's pretty interesting. Now, I take it you're a Cardinals fan.
I'm an anti-Cub fan. I'm a Sox fan.
Oh, you're a Sox fan. Okay, so... You're not like Vince and Giddy about stealing Jason Hayward and Lackey from the Cardinals. When you think about that,
not at all.
Yeah, not only
I think that was a good move. I think that was a good move for them. But
now, as a White Sox fan, I'm also a White Sox fan, but I actually kind of like this Cub team. I enjoy watching them. Are you just like anti-Cubs no matter what, or do you secretly kind of enjoy watching this Cub team?
I secretly enjoy watching them.
There you go.
Oh, that's nice to admit.
Good.
Thank you.
Get that out there. Yeah, they definitely have an interesting lineup. You know, a lot of times teams look great on paper, but you have to give credit to the Ricketts family for, number one, hiring the best possible GM and president they could find. Letting them do their stuff. I remember I said this at the start of the year, and then if they ask for money, give them the money that they need, and they're doing that too.
Absolutely.
And they're doing it.
Yeah, they really are. You got to give them credit. Yep. So,
right.
Yeah, I would think that Cardinals hat is a good hat. I'd say probably in the $50 to $100 range, somewhere in that range.
Okay.
That's pretty neat. And go White Sox. They still have a chance.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Brett Lowry. I think he's got a chance to be good. So.
I think so, too.
Okay. So am I. Let's hope so.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Time for another short break here. The number's 312-332-3776. We're on till 8. Taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, and we're giving away a 2015 Topps Archives Signature Series box to one caller or tweeter. So hang in there, we'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. Americana Steve is with Bill today, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. And we're giving away a 2015 Topps Archives Signature Series box, which has one pack, which is one signed card. To one caller or tweeter, you get in the drawing if you tweet an item we use on the show. Bill, we got a lot of callers waiting here, but before we get to them, for the February auction, is it too late for people to get in items that need to be authenticated autographs or graded cards, or is it still time?
No, but we're getting close. I would say if I could get them within the next 2 weeks, we're probably okay.
Okay, are you going to be sending stuff to JSA and the grading companies?
Oh, we take it up to them. Ricky and Ryan make a trip up there about once a month.
Okay, sounds good. So if you do have something, call, and you want to try to get it in, you're not sure, call Bill Huggins at 301-608-03. What's the last two numbers there, Bill? 55. Okay. 0355. All right, we've got, let's see, who's been waiting the longest here? It looks like Glenn from Chicago has been waiting the longest. Thanks for waiting, Glenn. What do you have?
Yeah, hi. First-time caller, long-time listener.
All right,
I got a I got a baseball front of Philadelphia Phillies signed by the whole team. My dad knew Greg Luzinski and got the ball signed by Greg Luzinski, Steve Carlton, Larry Boa, Mike Schmidt, Tim McCarver.
That's and, a good team. It was Rose on that team?
I don't think so. I'm not sure, though. I don't have the ball in front of me, but I've had the ball for a while since, what, the late 70s, early 80s.
Okay, Bill, what would be the value difference if he had a Phillies team signed ball from the year they won the World Series or just one of the other years where all the better guys are still on it?
Oh, you're probably looking about twice the value. At least it could be a $200 or $300 ball, or if it's the championship year, it could be a $500+ ball easily.
Yeah, so you better check out the names on that, Glenn, and find out if it ties in with the year they won the World Series. That would definitely be beneficial. But it's still a very good ball, without a doubt. Next on the line, we have Doug from Barrington. What's new, Doug?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Long-time listener, first-time caller. I have a signed home Lakers jersey signed by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Kareem, I think it doesn't quite get enough credit for being one of the all-time great players and one of the all-time clutch players, actually. Yep. That guy made a lot of big shots. I think a lot of times a bigger guy doesn't get credit for being clutch because, well, he's 7 feet tall.
Yep.
But look, there's not that doesn't make it that easy. Remember, he used to have that sky hook from like 18 feet, and he'd make that in big situations.
I think when Magic came, he also took a lot of that fanfare away from Kareem and put it on himself.
Yeah,
you know,
but
he
energized them, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think Kareem was fading at that time, and I think Magic probably added more years to the end of Kareem's, because I think he got him re-energized. Yep. I remember a quote from that. I think it was Magic's first game, and somebody made a game-winning shot for the Lakers, and Magic's jumping up and down, jumps into Kareem's arm, and Kareem's like, Magic, it's just game one, you know? It's like, but I think it energized him pretty well.
Funny, yep.
And that's always going to be, you got a Lakers signed jersey, not a game-worn jersey, signed jersey.
Yeah, it's just the Lakers jersey, not a
probably a couple hundred dollars. I mean, and like I say, it'll always be a good item, without a doubt. Next on the line, we have Tim from Brookfield. What's new, Tim?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. I have a Brett Favre and Frank Winters autographed football.
Oh, now that's I've never heard of that combo together.
Was he the center?
He was the center.
Yeah, so that's pretty neat. Now, is Frank Winters, is he good enough that he could maybe make the Hall of Fame?
I think so, but I don't know. You know, linemen usually don't get in.
Yeah, but, you know, if he's
played in the league for 16 years.
Yeah,
so.
And if he was maybe one of the top centers for that long, he might have a chance to make it.
In the Packer Hall of Fame.
Well, that's good. That's good. Now, what did you say? It's a football?
Yes.
Signed by the two of them? I think that's probably a couple hundred dollars. I think you don't lose at all by having Winters on there with them because, God, how many years was he a center? You know,
he's 16.
Yeah, so that's really good. I take it you're a Packer fan.
No.
Oh, really?
No, not at all.
Okay, who are you a fan of?
The Bears, of course.
All right, well, there you go. Now, how'd you end up with a Favre-Winters double-signed football as a Bears fan?
I had a friend that got it signed for me.
And you were figuring, hey, why not?
You know, well, Brett Favre is probably one of my favorite quarterbacks. I mean, he was on Iron Man on the field, and very impressive. He was a gunslinger, and I really liked his.
I think most people
charisma.
Enjoyed watching him play. One of the highlights for me, though, was when he got tackled out of bounds into the Bears' kicking net. I don't know why that sticks in my mind.
Yeah, probably high-fived the guy up. Who did it. You know?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
He got back up, and he probably went and beat us.
You know, I'm 99% sure that's exactly what happened. Okay, thanks for the call. Next on the line, we have Superman Todd is on the line. What do you have there, Superman?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Okay.
Morning, guys. Getting ready to go down to the game and get soaked. But
oh, you're going to be there, huh?
Oh, yeah. My son's first game.
Wow. Now, they're still talking, like, big rain during the game, aren't they?
After halftime.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, so the first half will be good. My buddy's neighbor lived next to the guy that was on the demolition crew of the old Soldier Field, and last night I picked up a turnstile, paid $400 for it.
A turnstile?
Superman.
Yeah, well, where do you keep your stuff, Superman Todd?
It's going in the man cave. I'll have to bring pictures in one day.
Yeah, definitely. I want to see that. You got to tweet me a picture turnstile of that when you get it set up. So people are going to have to pay to get into your man cave now, right, Superman?
No, not necessarily. It's just kind of a cool one-off thing that not a lot of people have.
Do you like buy and do you sell a lot of things right away, or do you just hoard everything? Because you've got quite a wide variety of stuff.
I'll admit I'm a hoarder, but I do it in a non-ugly way. I mean, I don't like just throw stuff in tubs and pack it away. A lot of the stuff I display. So
okay, that's cool. Good.
Love to see a picture of that.
Yeah. Now you paid $400 for it, Bill. Do you think he overpaid or underpaid for that?
Well, I'll tell you, we have sold some turnstiles over the years before in our auctions. I mean, they're a little bit cumbersome to ship and a little costly to ship, but no, I don't think at all you overpaid for that. You may have even underpaid for that.
Yeah, there you go, Superman. Now, would that be worth putting in a Huggins and Scott auction, or is it too much shipping?
Well, that's the whole issue is the shipping. Yeah. I mean, you know, it would be something maybe that we could... If he decided he wanted to sell it, it could stay in Chicago, and heck, it may be bought by a Chicago person, in which case he'd come and pick it up at Todd's place, you know.
Isn't that what you're doing with that lot of, is it 74 Brown Hall of Fame induction bats?
Yes.
Sold by somebody in Chicago, and pretty much the winner's going to have to pick it up at his place? Is that what it is?
Well, yes, that's the option. They can pick it up there, or it can be shipped, you know.
But that would be a fortune.
Whatever charge it is.
Yeah, that would be a fortune. Rob on Twitter just sent me this one. This is neat. A 1984 miniature hockey stick signed by the USA hockey team that beat Russia. Any idea on the value of that? How much more is it worth if the coach signed the USA hockey stuff, Bill?
It kind of completes the whole cycle, you know, if you get the coach on there.
Yeah.
So, it's not an end all if he didn't sign it. I'm trying to remember who were some of the key guys on that team.
Well, none of them ended up being big time, like a Ruzioni and those guys. None of them were big time NHL players, but they're just, it's just that team. Yeah. They didn't even have to be. I think they're pretty good value with all that stuff. I've heard that if Herb Brooks, he died in that car wreck, that it does sell for a pretty good premium, though, if Brooks is on that, Rob. So if you do have him on there, that's all the better. But it's probably a few hundred dollars, maybe 50% more if Herb Brooks is on it. So, you know, that is definitely good. We've got Timmy from Batavia waiting on the line. What do you have there, Timmy?
Oh, I'm sorry, Denny.
Oh, Denny. Okay.
Well, yes, sir. I have some old gloves, and it's a Nolan Ryan glove, a Mickey Mantle glove, and a Mark McGuire first baseman's glove.
Oh, you know, Denny, you stopped by T-Crown yesterday and sent me the email. I actually tweeted a picture. If anybody looks, T-Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. I tweeted a picture of his Mickey Mantle glove. Bill, now... is that an auctionable group for you? It's Ryan, Mickey Mantle, and Mark McGuire model gloves. Plus, Denny, don't you have a few cards to go with them, too?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Cards and balls.
Yeah, I mean, yes, that could be a group of stuff. The gloves, the store model gloves, they have a tendency to sell in the neighborhood of, gosh, as cheap as $10 or $15, but probably as high as $75 to $100 on their best day. There's a lot of times
real old
a lot
style
of those glass out there.
Yeah, usually I think a mantle's towards the higher end and the older style. It is a neat looking. It looks like a center. Now, did you play with these when you were younger, or were these your gloves that you used?
The Nolan Ryan was, but not the mantle.
Okay. Were you a pitcher, Denny?
No, just playing in the field.
I see. Yeah, pretty cool. So.
Alrighty.
if the cards were good enough, what do you have, three single-signed balls of those three guys also?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got those from the Chicago Sun-Times trade show.
Okay. So a McGuire ball, a Ryan ball, a Mantle ball, the three gloves and three cards, would you do that as a lot, you think, Bill?
Oh, 100%. Now okay. We're getting there.
Yeah, that's okay. That's pretty good. Very good, Denny.
Very good. I'll bring it to the shop.
Okay, thanks. Next on the line, we have Rich from Lamont. What's new in Lamont, Rich?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
I've got two Mark Burley signed ticket stubs from the Perfect Game.
Oh, that's neat.
And I have an Ozzie Guillen hat from his rookie year that he autographed for my wife.
Oh, so this was an Ozzie Guillen game-worn rookie year hat?
Yes.
Oh, now that's pretty cool, actually. What were you just by the dugout
Tony La Russa was the manager then, and they had it was actually on a Saturday morning. They had a clinic for women to learn more about baseball.
Okay.
It was like a real odd thing at the time, and my wife went down with some of her friends, and Ozzie Guillen was there, and he signed the hat and gave it to her.
Wow, I like that. That at the
it's
old
really
Comiskey
small.
But he was wearing it and gave it to her.
Yes.
Wow, that's pretty cool. What do you think of that, Bill? An Ozzie Guillen game-worn rookie year hat signed. I'm thinking
if the style of the hat matches his rookie year, a lot of the teams change styles year to year and stuff. Yeah, I don't know what that, you know. That may be something to hold on to, see if Ozzie may ever be a Hall of Famer or something.
As a manager, maybe, and then all around. I wonder if he's ever going to end up managing again, if somebody else is going to give him a shot. But I would think that's got to be at least a few $100 right now. I mean, I like that. That's pretty neat. I kind of hope Ozzie gets back into managing somewhere, actually.
The Sox could use some energy, Tom, so maybe we can bring him back a little bit.
Brett Lowry's going to give him some of that. I'm telling you, Vince, they're gonna be a surprise this year. They got the pitching.
I hope to see it.
Their offense has to be better. They can't all fold
completely.
There's
only one way to go from where they're at.
But I was getting tired of Ozzie, I'll admit it, at the end of his term. He definitely did a good job with them. What he was really good at when they were slumping, he'd take the pressure off the team by saying something stupid himself, and then all the publicity would go on him and take the pressure off the players. I like that. Ventura's got to learn to say stupid stuff and get that. That's okay. That's for him to get better this year. That's what he needs to do. Tommy from Joliet's on the line. What do you have, Tommy?
Hey, how are you guys doing this morning?
Great.
I have actually a really cool item from my great grandpa.
Ooh.
It is a stuffed pheasant that is autographed from Theodore Roosevelt.
Wow. From Theodore, what was it?
It's a pheasant, a stuffed pheasant.
A stuffed pheasant, okay.
Yeah. My great grandpa through a friend of a friend was in upstate New York, and they were at a hunting lodge. Now, this is a story that I got through, you know, three generations.
Okay, can you make it quick? We're getting towards the end of the show here, and I want a response from Americana Steve.
I can make it quick. So he's hunting through a friend of a friend. They're at the lodge, and Theodore Roosevelt was a member of that. And they, after the hunt, they were drinking scotch or whatever, and he's like, "Well, this is a nice."
And he signed it for him. Americana Steve, that's one for you. A stuffed pheasant signed by Theodore Roosevelt. What do you think?
That's the darndest thing I've ever heard of. Did he actually sign the bird, or did he sign the stand?
It's the bird on the wooden, like wooden shield, you know, that it stands on, the wooden plaque or whatever.
Well, we're in the last minute here, so Americana Steve, quick estimate.
I'd say $1,000.
Okay, would you auction it for him if he wanted to?
Absolutely.
All right, very good. That's a great way to end today's
good
show.
Good segue into the contest winners. Kevin from Glen Ellen. So, Kevin, email me, vincent@ercdelivery.com. I'll get back to you, set up delivery free of charge.
All right, very good. It's a nice prize, a 2015 Topps Archive Signature Series box. It was a fun show today. Don't forget to check out Huggins and Scott.com. The previews are getting up there, new ones every day for the February 2016 auction. And we'll be on again next Sunday, 7 to 8. So get your questions ready. Sorry for everybody we couldn't get on this week. And have a great week, everybody. Stay dry. Enjoy the Bears game. Have a good one.